All right, Steve, thanks for that. For the casual observer, this presidential election season will be the same script as usual. Republicans versus Democrats vying for the White House. But there is a much bigger theme developing, that regardless of whether you're in the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, you don't really have a voice. And both parties are just running over the views and the values of the people they're supposed to represent in those parties. First, it happened at the RNC, and now at the DNC. This is a reality check you're not going to see anywhere else. Well, 1 week ago tonight, we showed you incredible video from the Republican National Convention, a rule change that was pushed through that attempts to keep grassroots out of the process. The rule had to be voted on by delegates and needed two-thirds approval. Now, inside the convention hall, delegates who did make it, they were asked by Speaker of the House, John Boehner, to vote on adopting this new rule. Now, listen as the vote is taken.
The question is on the adoption of the resolution. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no.
No.
Any other chair? The ayes have it. The resolution's adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it? How could the Speaker of the House determine clearly how many voted aye and how many voted no? As we showed you, it turned out that the reason Speaker Boehner was able to determine that two-thirds delegates had voted aye was because the whole thing was scripted and in a teleprompter. So flash forward 1 week. Yesterday, at the Democratic National Convention, nearly the exact same thing happened. So let's set the stage. Former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland made a motion that part of the Democratic Party platform should include language that Jerusalem be considered the capital of Israel. The motion then had to be voted on and receive a two-thirds majority to pass. Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa was the chairman.
The matter requires a two-thirds vote in the affirmative. All those delegates in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those delegates opposed say no.
No.
In the opinion of the, let me do that again. All of those delegates in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those delegates opposed say no.
Now hold it right there. Everyone, as you saw in that video, so confused. These delegates aren't following the script, and Villaraigosa isn't sure how to proceed. The ayes clearly don't have a two-thirds majority. So what to do? Listen to the woman who comes up behind the mayor and says, just keep going. They're going to do what they're going to do.
And then you've got to let them do what they're going to do.
I'll do that one more time. All those delegates in favor say aye. All those delegates opposed say no.
No.
In the opinion of the chair, two-thirds have voted in the affirmative. The motion is adopted, and the platform has been amended as shown on the screen.
Just like at the RNC, leaders at the DNC really don't care what their delegates think. And just like at the RNC, the DNC scripted their vote. The only difference between Speaker Boehner and Mayor Villaraigosa is that the mayor kept stopping because he wasn't sure that he should keep reading the script. And scripted it was. Fox News has run this image of the teleprompter showing that in the opinion of the chair, two-thirds having voted in the affirmation. Which, on a side note, screams of hypocrisy for Fox to point it out that the DNC had done this. They've been talking about it for 2 days. When they were silent as delegates were run over by Speaker Boehner at the RNC. But what you need to know here is that the national media is already missing the real story here. It's not about Jerusalem. It's not about Democrats and God or Republicans and Ron Paul. Who cares what the specific issue at hand is? The real story here is that what happened in Tampa last week at the RNC and what happened in Charlotte at the DNC yesterday proves the party bosses, Republican and Democrat, really don't care what delegates think. They don't care what the people think. And unless the grassroots of both parties stand up now and push back, the national conventions will now simply become coronations. And that is Reality Check. If you would like to make your voice heard on this story, you can head over to my Facebook page. You can find it by searching Ben Swan, WXIX.